welcome to the Veterinary Financial Podcast, where we discuss financial freedom and professional success. I'm Meredith Jones, a veterinarian and financial planner for vets. So I asked vets in the Debt-Free Vets Facebook group about their experiences using AI note takers. I'd like to share some of their insights along with some experiences from my own career related to note taking. These tools go by a lot of different names: AI assistant, digital scribe, scribe apps, transcription tools, lots of different names. Personally, I've never been the most efficient at writing medical records, or now that I'm a financial planner, writing up meeting notes. Using an AI note taker has been a real game changer for me, and I think for a lot of people, a lot of other people as well. A couple of experiences I can share from my career relating to writing up records and notes. I worked as an emergency veterinarian for over 12 years past my internship, mainly at an ER specialty hospital that was really busy, and we hospitalized a lot of complicated internal medicine cases. The last handful of years I was there, the internal medicine cases mainly stayed with the emergency doctors rather than being transferred to the specialists, which was a huge stressor on its own. For us as emergency doctors, what that meant was we might have multiple very complicated cases in the hospital, and their records and discharge instructions were more complicated and required more detail than the average case. We had templates we used, but either everything was just copy-pasted and then corrected for that patient, or it was written up from scratch. I never had an AI note taker in practice. At one point, we talked about using Dragon, which is a dictation tool that has been around for a long time, but we never got it. In 2020, during COVID, while I was still working at the specialty hospital, at that point, we had even less internist availability than we had before, and we were no longer allowed to transfer cases from ER to internal medicine at all. Every single one of the ER doctors, including the ones who were more efficient than I was at writing records, we were all coming in on our days off just to write up records. So it got to be really crazy. I'm talking about us having dozens of incomplete records at some points, which of course isn't ideal for the patients or the clients or the referring vets either. It made me feel like I wasn't doing my job, and I felt just awful about it. So it was a real low point for me, and perhaps for all of us, but definitely for me, it was a huge stressor, and it contributed to my decision to leave that position. Later, I worked at an ER that did not have specialists, and we had a more modern PIMS, so a more modern practice management system. While I was working there, I was able to finish records more consistently, either during my shift or I was able to work on them outside the hospital more easily if I needed to. And even though I didn't have an AI note taker there either, I was no longer plagued with a huge pile of records, so that was a lot better. After I became a financial planner and started working with a firm where I was onboarding a lot of clients at once, I found that I fell behind in the beginning with my meeting notes as well, because I wasn't using a note taker. And a few months after I started working with my own clients on the financial planning side, a close family member of ours had a major surgical complication that required an extended hospital stay and extended care afterward at home. And the aftermath of that, really, it disrupted our normal household routine for months. That's when I fell behind on my notes. So when I started using Zox, which is an AI note taker that is compliant for financial planners, it was a real lifesaver. I was ultimately able to catch up on everything and not be stressed that I had all of this work to catch up on at the end of the day or the end of the week. Now that I've started my own financial planning firm, I still use it every day. While, of course, there's no AI note taker that's perfect, it's like night and day compared to having to type up notes for each meeting from scratch and seeing that everything I need is there and it's correct. Sometimes the AI tool catches things that I don't catch in a meeting. And I've seen things like small details that I wouldn't have recorded otherwise. And now it's in that record for that meeting. So it's really been a game changer for me. So let's talk about some feedback from the veterinarians in the Debt-Free Vets Facebook group. Here are a few of the AI tools that they mentioned. None of these companies are, of course, sponsoring this episode. I'm just mentioning a few that came up in the comments. Vets in the group mentioned ScribbleVet, ScribeNote, VetRec, CoVet, and HappyDoc. And of course, there are other AI tools out there as well. Here are a few of the comments from vets in the group about AI note takers. One said, it saves me so much time. I am able to juggle multiple rooms without the worry of my notes because it catches everything. Another said, it saves me a ton of time and improves efficiency. All exam room visits are also recorded, so it catches what is discussed. And if there is a discrepancy, that can also be reviewed. Saves a ton of time on client callbacks as well. Another said, it makes my notes significantly better. So that was interesting. One vet who does a lot of urgent care shifts said it helps them so much to keep track of all the cases they've seen and all of their physical exam findings, because most of the time they're bouncing around from room to room and can't sit down to work on charts until the end of the night. One vet who is exclusively ER said, now that I have my template set and routinely remember to record everything, it has cut my record writing time down tremendously. They said it wasn't perfect, that they still have to edit, but it's an enormous help. And they got their hospital to pay for it. One vet mentioned involving support staff in recording their histories and their intake. And so that's another thought with this, is that it can, of course, help veterinarians, but also help veterinarians delegate as well, and perhaps help with tech appointments for practices that have tech appointments as well. One said it saves me so much time. So this is a trend. It saves me so much time on records and discharges. Another said, I use it for absolutely everything, including emails, phone calls, and all kinds of client communication, discharges, etc. Literally life-changing. And my notes are so much better than before. It also helps me remember differentials for symptoms and lab findings. So that's interesting. I have heard that some of the AI tools do that. I don't think they all do that, at least at this point. So that's something else to look for. Last comment, a vet said, it has boosted my efficiency so much. I'm rarely ever behind on notes and they're more accurate. And they said, I wouldn't go back. Those are pretty good endorsements for having an AI note taker of some sort and looking into some of the options that are out there. Anecdotally, some of my financial planning clients have also talked about how having an AI note taker has saved them time and headache, and they've called it a game changer and a lifesaver as well. Years ago, it was common for me to see online conversations in forums that were frequented by practice owners and managers, where someone might ask for advice on how they could get their associate to be faster with writing up medical records. And they would talk about, like, how could they get them to, sometimes, like, they would talk about, how can I get them to want to be less thorough, so they don't have to stay late, or so they could see more cases. So I always found that interesting. And coming from being an associate for years, it always worried me to see those sorts of conversations. You know, I'm sure for these doctors, it wasn't great for their overall wellness to not only struggle to get their records done, but perhaps also have someone in their workplace who thought they needed a change the way they were doing things. And I will say that's not something that I experienced as a practicing ER vet. My practice was generally supportive in that particular way, and no one was sitting me down or sort of blaming me in addition to me coming in and having to spend more time doing records or staying late to do records. So that was a good thing. For those online conversations, when I see this come up, over the past few years, it's been great to see some of the first comments on these threads be more along the lines of, sounds like they need an AI note taker. Are you using one? I pay for one for my associates, and things like that. So that's been great to see. One thing I've seen come up in more recent online discussions on Facebook groups, for example, is more along the lines of, from an associate's perspective, an associate saying, my practice won't pay for an AI tool, so I'm staying late every night writing up records. To that, I would point out that some of the tools have a free version with less features, so you can try it out. And as of today, the pricing for one of these AI tools is somewhere between $500 and $1,300 a year, depending on which tool you use and what features you need. So for many vets, that's less than 1% of your income. This is one of those time versus money situations where if you think about how much time and headache it could save you, it would probably be worth it. And based on my experiences and the feedback that I read from other vets, I think it would be worth it. It would be ideal, of course, if your practice would cover it, as long as it's not against hospital policy. Why not consider just paying for it on your own? Maybe when folks at the practice see how much time it's saving you and how it's having a positive impact on your work-life balance and perhaps your efficiency as well, maybe that would convince your practice leadership to cover it for you and for every other vet in the hospital. What if using one of those tools increased your efficiency so you could see more cases? Or what if it increased the amount of time you even stay in practice overall? It could potentially have a positive impact on your financial wellness as well as your overall wellness. There are practices and corporations that don't allow AI note takers for various reasons, often privacy-related reasons. But even those practices may come around eventually. Certainly, these tools are becoming more and more popular. And even if you're just looking at it from a business perspective, since these tools have been shown to help with practice efficiency, I actually worked in a hospital group where they had done a study on this, and it showed that scribes were actually saving the doctors hours and hours of time. So it can help with practice efficiency, and it would likely help with retention of associates as well. So that's another reason that I could see some of these practices coming around. Certainly, I'm not an AI expert. There are some popular speakers who talk at conferences about AI in vet med, and I would defer to them for overall commentary about responsible use of AI in veterinary medicine. For this episode, I'm just focusing on the AI note takers themselves and feedback from practicing veterinarians. There are some PIMS also that include AI note takers as part of their package that will help write SOAPs and create differential lists, discharge instructions, etc. So that's something else to keep an eye out for. So what about other ways to get help with medical records besides AI note takers? And what do you do if you're not allowed to use one? As far as other options out there, there's at least one corporation out there that has human scribes who are often pre-veterinary students who work alongside the doctors in the hospital and write up histories and medical records in real time. There are also some human scribes who work virtually. Some companies have scribes who are US-based and some have scribes who are overseas. There are a couple of CE courses out there specifically about improving efficiency with writing up medical records. I recall one that used Text Expander, which is actually an app that can be used on any computer. I use it myself to speed up writing emails to clients. You can set it up so that when you type a few letters, it will insert entire sentences or even entire paragraphs and links to websites, etc. So that's another tool that has been a game changer for me and saves me a lot of time. And it has a free trial and it's inexpensive, especially as an individual. So even if your practice doesn't allow an AI note taker, you could consider using Text Expander and having that be something that assists you with things like emails and discharge instructions and that sort of thing. I hope this episode gives you some food for thought, whether you're thinking about using one of the AI tools or one of the options out there to save time on your medical records so that you can Spend more of your time on what brings you joy, whether that's focusing more on your patients and clients or freeing you up to spend time on your favorite activities or even just getting home earlier. Thanks so much for listening. My mission is to help you take control of your finances and build the life you envision. If you'd like to see how financial planning can help support your goals, visit allvetfinancial.com. Click the Book Now button to schedule a free intro call. Until next time, take care and continue your path to financial success. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered individualized financial advice. If a specific investment is mentioned, it should not be considered a recommendation or endorsement to buy or sell the investment. All investments involve risk. Past performance does not guarantee future results. You are encouraged to seek the advice of a financial professional before implementing any investment strategies discussed. Yay, compliance.